Friday. Today is December the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, as we take time on Fridays to look at plants, we're going to look indoors at house plants, the poinsettias, how to properly care for them this time of year so they last throughout the holiday season and the winter months. We'll talk about lighting, we'll talk about watering, and we'll talk about temperature and humidity after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning taking a look out in the backyard and garden, but actually we turn our attention indoors to some holiday plants, and today we want to talk about caring for poinsettias. Now, poinsettias are an iconic holiday plant. They bring vibrant colors and joy into our homes each winter. They're known for their rich red or white or sort of pink leaves, or some are variegated. They're often associated with the holiday season, and some folks will start to get them actually as early as November, but even early December. It's a critical time to make sure we care for them properly so that they last throughout the holiday and into some of those dreary winter months. So to keep these stunning plants looking their best, you need to know how to handle their specific needs. That includes watering, lighting, temperature control, and pest control. So we're going to take a look a little bit more about that. Now, it's important to understand with poinsettias that the flower is not what we think. Those colorful leaves that we see are actually called bracts. They aren't the actual flowers. The flowers are the small little yellow centers, which are much less noticeable because those larger colorful leaves are what catch your attention, but they are what plays a critical role in the plant's life cycle, those smaller flowers. Now, poinsettias are native to Central America. They thrive in warm, sunny conditions, which makes indoor care necessary in our colder climates, obviously. And we need to understand that background so we understand their temperature, lighting, and humidity levels and what the needs are there. We need to provide that right environment to set the stage for them to stay looking as good as they can throughout the holidays. So we'll start with lighting. That's one of the most critical factors for keeping them vibrant and healthy. This time of year, you want to place them in a bright spot with indirect sunlight, so near a south or east-facing window, not right in the window because of the temperature challenges maybe that we get, especially with the colder weather and that cold glass, but so they can get as much of that sunlight. They require at least 6 hours of bright indirect light each day to maintain their color and prevent the leaves from starting to fade. Like we said, they don't want to be in direct sunlight, but indirect sunlight. The direct sunlight can actually scorch those leaves and cause the bracts also to lose their color, so it's a fine line there. And if natural light is limited, you can use some of those grow lights that you can get at different garden centers. That will help sort of supplement that. Proper lighting not only keeps them vibrant, but also supports their overall health and growth. And by paying attention, you're helping your poinsettia look its best during the holiday season. Well, watering always is something important, and proper watering is what we need to do to make sure that they don't get overwatered, not underwatered. So you need to regularly check that soil. When the top inch feels dry to the touch, not just the surface, but the top inch, you want to water it, thoroughly soak that soil until it drains out the bottom of the pot. And then obviously you hopefully have a saucer or something. Empty any of that so that you aren't getting root rot. You don't want those roots to sit in the water. You want to avoid any chance that they're going to basically be suffering, because that can lead to mold, mildew, and different root rot issues. This time of year, again, when the heating is on and it's dry air, you may need to water a little bit more frequently and check that soil. Some folks will put maybe pans of water around so that evaporation will lift up through, but you don't want it to be a pan that the plant is setting in, because that will soak into the soil and can cause some issues with those roots again. So the right watering habits will maintain a healthy plant, just like the right sunlight will as we go through these months. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue where we left off talking about poinsettia care. We talked about proper lighting, proper watering. Now we want to talk about the proper temperature control, which is also essential for them to survive because they're so sensitive to both cold drafts, but as well as extreme heat. So Ideally, you're going to keep your poinsettia in a room where that temperature ranges between 65 to 75 degrees during the day, maybe a little cooler at night, 60 to 65 degrees. You want to avoid, as I said, placing them in cool, drafty areas by doors, obviously by windows, one, because they don't want direct sunlight, but also because you've got a temperature change a lot of times by those windows, and cold air can actually damage those leaves as well as too much intense sunlight. Keep them away from heat sources also, like your radiators, fireplaces, or heaters, or those vents. The high, hot, dry heat can dry out that plant. And again, they're a tropical plant, so they like moisture in the air. You want to maintain a stable temperature as much as possible. Again, you're creating an environment that would mimic that natural plant habitat that's going to support the color and the longevity. Now, when we want to talk about fertilizing a plant, that's something a little different. While poinsettias benefit from regular feeding during the growing season, it's best to avoid fertilizing them this time of year. They're often more in a dormant or semi-dormant state, and adding fertilizer can actually encourage some unwanted growth. So you really want to wait, if you keep it alive throughout the winter months, wait until the spring when they start to actively grow again. That's when you would routinely feed them a fertilizer, and you would do that in a water-soluble form, so something that dissolves in the water that you provide to it. You want to hold off on fertilizing now, allowing it to maybe conserve that energy. That will focus it on maintaining its current health. And again, that includes keeping those bracts healthy with the bright colors. It also, like we said, prevents any nutrient overload, which can cause leaf drop of all things and color loss in the leaves. I mentioned earlier, we want to also maintain a high humidity level in that area. We don't want the plant to sit in water, but we don't want that hot, dry heat. Now, some people may place a room humidifier in the room just to add moist air, especially if you find those leaves are becoming dry. Other people would, just as I said, place shallow trays of water around the plant, or they call a pebble tray, basically a small tray with water in it and pebbles. That just creates more of a humid microenvironment around the plant, so you want to put that sort of close to the base so that gets and evaporates up into the leaves. You don't want to actually mist or spray the poinsettias directly. That can also add to leaf spots and some fungal issues, which definitely is not what we want, because we want that nice, pure, bright color on those leaves. But adding humidity in and around your poinsettia, that will help it maintain moisture and keep those leaves lush and vibrant. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.